Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 21st. You'll be interested to know, 146 years ago, today in 1879, Thomas Edison successfully tested a practical incandescent light bulb that glowed steadily using a carbon filament and improved vacuum conditions. This achievement marked a major milestone in electric illumination, inspiring broad development of electric lighting systems and practical applications that transformed homes and industry. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 46 degrees with 12-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:50, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:05. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 65 and a breezy southwest wind at 8 to 12 mile per hour, gusting up to 24 mile per hour. Tonight, expect cloudy skies with likely rain showers after midnight, a low around 53, and a light south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 11:45, with the low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday starts with rain before 8 a.m., then becomes showery with thunderstorms possible, and a high near 66, with a south wind near 10 miles per hour and rainfall amounts around a quarter to a half inch. Wednesday night into Thursday brings only a chance of showers with lows near 45 and highs falling to near 60 on Thursday as southwest winds continue near 10 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this past Saturday on Boston Common, thousands gathered for the No Kings protest, a massive peaceful demonstration. Drone and helicopter footage captured the crowds, while local stations covered the event live with thousands of photos taken and shared. However, within hours, social media erupted with false claims that MSNBC had aired recycled footage from 2017. This misinformation spread rapidly, fueled by an AI tool called Grok, which mistakenly misidentified the protest. Although BBC Verify later confirmed the footage's authenticity, the swift spread of disinformation highlights our tendency to believe technology over reality. So before sharing, consider, were you there? Or are you just trusting a machine? Now on to sports. The Toronto Blue Jays are heading to their first World Series since 1993, powered by George Springer's go-ahead three-run homer in Monday's 4-3 victory over the Seattle Mariners in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. World Series Game 1 will take place on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Springer's seventh-inning blast set off a frenzied celebration at Rogers Center. Toronto now advances to face the Los Angeles Dodgers after overcoming a challenging series. And in football, the Lions remain competitive in the National Football League's toughest division, following a decisive victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield struggled against Detroit, completing just 228 yards with an interception in a 24-9 loss. With this win, the Lions improved their record to 5 wins and 2 losses, sitting in second place in the National Football Conference North Division, trailing the Green Bay Packers by mere percentage points. The division has seen a remarkable 16 victories so far, with no team below a 500 record. Detroit's continuity and offensive strength make them a formidable contender this season. In local sports, the Celtics star Jaylen Brown provided an update on his hamstring injury. Brown said he wasn't too concerned when the injury occurred. He practiced fully on Monday and stated he feels great after tweaking his hamstring during the preseason finale against the Raptors. When asked about playing in the regular season opener against the 76ers this coming Wednesday, Brown said, "We'll see." His departure from the Toronto game seemed to be a precautionary measure. Brown appeared to be moving well after practice and mentioned he is taking it one day at a time. In top news, gone in 7 minutes is how the Louvre heist unfolded. France's crown jewels are missing, stolen from the world's largest museum in a plot straight out of a film script. It took less than 7 minutes to pull off one of the world's most spectacular heists. A gang of brazen burglars targeted the Louvre in broad daylight and fled with priceless jewels. The theft occurred shortly after the museum opened on the first weekend of the All Saints' Day holiday. Alarms were triggered, but the thieves managed to steal 8 items of priceless heritage value. Investigation efforts are underway, with about 60 investigators involved. The Minister of Culture stated that organized crime appears to be involved. In business news, Wall Street is starting to get a little defensive as utilities, healthcare stocks, and consumer staples lead the S&P 500 this month. These sectors tend to perform well regardless of economic conditions, with electricity, drugs, and groceries always in demand. However, investors are pulling back from more sensitive sectors, like regional banks and airlines, raising concerns about potential weaknesses. The recent market turbulence, fueled by trade war rhetoric, has investors worried, while major stock indexes remain close to record highs. Analysts expect strong corporate earnings growth, but caution that a sluggish labor market may impact consumer spending. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to $108,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just under $3,900. And XRP is down 1% to $2.43. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Your browser sends a lot of information with each website you visit, which can be used to track you across the internet. You are constantly leaving your fingerprint all over the internet with personal information you share voluntarily and involuntarily. Most targeted advertising uses fingerprinting instead of cookies, allowing advertisers to track your behavior online without needing unique identifiers. There are no laws banning browser fingerprinting, but companies must comply with privacy regulations if they create unique identifiers. To enhance privacy, consider using browsers like Brave or Firefox, which offer fingerprinting protections. And in entertainment news, many of this year's buzziest films are struggling to profit at the box office. For instance, The Smashing Machine experienced a 70% decline in its second weekend, generating $18.8 million. Similarly, Roofman debuted with only $8 million. Box office analyst Sean Robbins notes that these prestige-type films have not created enough excitement. Warner Brothers spend over $130 million on one battle after another, which is projected to lose $100 million. Despite the challenges, analysts hope studios will continue producing varied films to boost attendance. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, Will Durant. And he said, "Education is a progressive discovery of our own ignorance." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.